That's kind of a multi-layered musical pun. Claude Debussy actually did write something called Clair de Lune, but that's a little concoction put together by our friend composer Bruce Adolph, one of his piano puzzlers, and he took the old children's song Clair de Lune and rewrote it in the style of Claude Debussy. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce, we have a listener on the line from Columbia, South Carolina, Francie Levin. Francie, am I saying your last name right?
Right. My father would say, like, gone with Levin.
Okay. Francie, thanks for joining us. And I understand that you're a teacher and you teach quite a few of the arts, but not music.
Right. I'm actually a teaching artist. And I'm a writer, and I teach writing, theater, and storytelling, but not music. I just love music, but I have no talent or abilities whatsoever.
But you did play music as a kid.
I tried, and my parents decided I played the stereo better than anything else, so they bought a really good sound system.
Okay, well, I'm afraid we've got you on the phone, not hearing the piano puzzler through that really good sound system at this point, but I hope the piano comes through well enough that you can decipher the tune that Bruce Adolph is disguising and the composer whose style he's imitating to do the disguising. Francie, are you ready for your piano puzzler?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. So, Francie, what do you think?
It sounded like the style of Bach.
Right. That's what we're after.
Johann Sebastian Bach. Well.
It sounded very Bachish.
Very Bachy.
Got that out of the way right away. Bruce, what made this so very, very Bachy?
Well, several things. For one, it was kind of in the two parts straight through, almost like a two-part invention, although they didn't share their lines enough because it's a puzzler, and Bach didn't write any actual puzzlers, although some are close. And it has a lot of configurations that we associate with Bach.
It's sort of almost a mathematical precision.
It does have that kind of precision with the certain parts coming back like clockwork and everything
right,
working perfectly and fitting together. Very nice for puzzlers, the way they fit together, almost jigsaw style.
Now, partway through this, Francie, I thought, aha, you know, sometimes when Bruce disguises a tune in the style of Bach, he puts the melody where you don't expect it. And I wondered if that might be going on here. Bruce, I wonder if you could play it for us again and maybe bring out that melody a little bit?
I will bring it out a little bit.
Younger than Springtime from South Pacific.
Younger than Springtime, there we go.
Younger than springtime, are you?
I forget what else you're younger than.
Younger than laughter, are you?
Oh, no, she's got all the words, too. There you go.
Francie Levin, great job. You got the tune, you got the composer, and for playing our piano puzzler and playing it so well, and for being a storyteller, we're going to send you one of Bruce Adolph's CDs that's really good storytelling, Tough Turkey in the Big City.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'll use it with my workshops. I do a lot of residencies in schools.
Well, that's Francie, thank you so much for playing, and what's your public radio station?
Oh, it's WLTR in Columbia, South Carolina.
Francie Levin,
thank you
very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was great fun.
Great having you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.